The Head Bakken Report, produced by the Bakken Experts, head companies founded in 1945.
This week's guest talks about how he's planning to maintain the amazing opportunities, the rapid growth, and incredibly low unemployment in Williston, North Dakota. He was recently promoted to Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Department. Our guest is Sean Wanko. From the Hegg Companies, this is the Hegg Bakken Report.
Hear the latest news from Bakken newsmakers. Subscribe to the Hegg Bakken Report podcast on iTunes at heggcompanies.com/podcast.
From the Hegg Companies, Dickinson, North Dakota studios in the heart of the Bakken, this is the Hegg Bakken Report podcast for the final week of October 2014. The Bakken rig count stands at 191, and West Texas Intermediate crude's being traded at $81 a barrel at press time. We'll be back with Sean Wanko of the Williston Economic Development Department on the Hegg Bakken Report.
For the finest in luxury living, the Minot North Highlands Apartments and Villas welcomes you home. Minot North Highlands features spacious, furnished corporate housing with underground parking, a 30-seat movie theater, a large swimming pool and hot tub, plus a basketball court, fitness center, and a family playground complex. Minot North Highlands Apartments, you know you have arrived. For information, call Jackie at 605-336-2111.
Waiting list now open for 2014.
Whether your needs are long-term or short-term, Green Door Business Condos and Self-Storage in Watford City has just what you're looking for. They're open 24 hours a day and are a fully gated premises with cameras and climate-controlled units that will put you at ease that your office and storage items are safe and secure. Green Door Business Condos offers high-speed internet, training rooms, conference facilities, garage and storage yard for your equipment. Give Kelsey a call today, 605-336-2111, and find out about their great rates and availability. Get on their waiting list now for the end of 2014.
Today on the Hegg Bakken Report, we get in touch with a gentleman who was on the show a little over a year ago. He's a Williston native. His education background is destination management. He started at the Williston Economic Development Department in 2008 and was recently promoted from the assistant director to the executive director of the Williston Economic Development Office. Sean Wanko, welcome back to the show, Sean.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be back on.
We saw an article recently, I think it was in the Williston Wire, and it referred to your new position as arguably the most enviable economic development job in the country. What do you find most satisfying about your job now with economic development?
Well, I tell you, it's exciting, which is one thing. You know, we continue to see potential investors and developers come through our door on a regular basis. So we meet, you know, our office, we meet people from all over the United States and all over the world. We're making some great contacts as we move forward.
So you meet with a lot of people that come into your office with a vision.
Right, correct. I mean, they've all pretty much heard about Williston. They've got some ideas of what they want to do as far as investing in the community. And it's great to see some and neat to see some of the ideas that they have.
In your time so far working in the office at Williston Economic Development, what would you say is your biggest accomplishment, Sean?
Well, you know, when I started here 7 years ago, I actually started as the Workforce Development Coordinator, and then I moved into the Deputy Director position, then ultimately into the Executive Director position here this past October. I think one of the biggest things we actually did is we created a partnering model with the local job service here to create a career fair that happens twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And it's been the model itself and how we work with that job service and how we promote it, it's been so successful. You're seeing a lot of the other entities across the state kind of use that same model for their career fairs now.
What's unique about that model? I'm assuming there probably isn't really a template on how to do something like that. What makes that model you're speaking of so unique?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's as you look at the job service itself, is in the business of promoting the jobs and trying to find the job seekers to fill the employer's needs. What we're in the business is more or less marketing, so we're able to actually add a real nice marketing component to this to get the word out to the employers and the job seekers. And then when you see the event is much different than what you may encounter at a normal career fair. You know, we make sure that we have, you know, the proper space for all the employers looking for employees. And, you know, we try to provide adequate interview space. We also, you know, build in a lunch and break times for the employers. And it just kind of makes for an overall good atmosphere.
When were you promoted from the assistant director to executive director?
Well, I officially took over duties October 1st. Mm-hmm. I know I'd been talking with our past executive director. You know, he obviously left some big shoes to fill. He'd been here a little over 22 years and then several years at the state, so he's been doing this for about 30 years. But he had been talking for the past several months about possibly, you know, getting into that retirement realm. And when he finally made the announcement in July, we really prepared for a seamless transition. And then October 1st is when it happened.
When he first announced it, did you begin mentally preparing for this?
You know, I did. It actually caught me by surprise a bit. When we initially talked about his initial stepping down, I thought there would still be, you know, maybe a year or two into that before this would happen. And then when it happened in a matter of months, it kind of caught me by surprise. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of thought process as far as, you know, where do we go in the future? And obviously, you know, I had to sell myself as well because it wasn't as simple as he steps down and I move into that position. You know, you need to make sure you're the right person for that position.
What goals do you have as the new director of the Williston Economic Development Department, Sean?
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to try and roll out is a program of work for 2015, and I want to focus on just several key strategic goals that we can kind of put our nose to the grind and work on them. Our biggest thing is we're going to partner with the local company here, Dawa Solutions Group, and we're going to launch a manufacturing logistics conference coming the end of March. And we're going to really look at what the oil and gas industry, what their challenges may be manufacturing-wise. That could be our opportunities, to provide some of those key points that they're missing. That'll be the biggest one. Obviously, we're going to continue workforce is a big challenge, so we're going to look at some sort of workforce development plan that the city can utilize, that all industries and business can utilize as a whole. And then also we're going to continue to try and enhance the quality of life and market the quality of life here because we want to see more families coming in.
Working with Jeff Zarling again. Why am I not surprised? His name comes up often in these types of scenarios. Sean, how are you planning to maintain the amazing opportunities, the rapid growth, and the incredibly low unemployment in Williston?
Well, I mean, obviously it's important that we continue economic development, even when we're in a market that has less than 1% unemployment. We're the fastest growing small city in the nation for the past 3 years. What I want to look at is our offices. I want to make sure that, our industry or our business here, we maintain a competitive advantage. We want to continue to enhance the quality of life features that we have here, which will make it more attractive for families and businesses to move to the area. And I think once we finally get a handle on the housing, get caught up a little bit, some of the prices come down, some of the land prices come down as well, I think we're going to be able to really jump in and diversify the economy a little bit.
You know, as of late, the media has kind of been focusing on the declining price of oil, the threat the decline presents to producers facing higher production costs in shale regions. Does declining prices in oil threaten Williston's economic growth?
Well, not at the moment. I mean, the price needs to come down significantly, and it needs to stay there for a long period of time before you'll see a lot of the operations back off or discontinue what they're doing. But, you know, that's a reminder of, something like that is a reminder that we need to stay competitive, specifically in the Economic Development Office, and we need to make sure that we're diversifying the economy and, you know, we don't have blinders on and just looking forward and thinking this will be huge development forever because it will level off at some point.
As we come to the end of 2014, how does the value of Williston building permits compare to a year ago?
You know, it's a good question. You got me on that. I have not looked at the current permit status. I think we may be level, if not maybe down just a bit from last year, but we're still seeing record amounts of building. We just had a master study done I think we've talked about this on the last show, and it shows the need going into 2020 for the city of Williston. The study shows they think we're going to have a population of anywhere from 63 to 65,000 people. That comes with a $1 billion price tag, obviously, when you're adding the transportation grid and infrastructure to the area. And then it's showing a need for 15,000 additional housing units over the next 5 years. So that's 3,000 units a year. So, numbers, they're probably level, if not down a bit, but they're going to remain strong for several years to come.
And since we last spoke, Sean, what are the biggest changes that you've seen in Williston in roughly 13 months?
Well, you know, we've moved a lot from a reactive position to more of a proactive position with some of the issues that we face within the community. And then I'd also, you know, I would say is the transportation or the infrastructure that's going in on the transportation grid. We're adding a lot of connectivity to the roads that can help kind of move traffic around a little bit. It's getting easier to move around Williston every day.
What about some of the new businesses that are new to Williston over the last year?
Well, we're excited. You know, we're really starting to drive that restaurant and retail sector. I think the last time we talked, we had 13 new restaurants. We're probably up to 18 new restaurants here in the past couple of years. We've got Menards is going vertical as we speak, so it's exciting to see that happen. We just brought a clothing store in, Starboard Clothing, which is has a store in Dickinson, and now they're going to have one here in Williston, so we're excited to see that. And, you know, when Menards started going vertical, the phone calls to my office from big box retail stores, they almost doubled. There's a lot of interest now in getting into the ground as soon as possible.
And we have more with the executive director of the Williston Economic Development Department, Sean Wanko, coming up on the Hegbakken Report.
Are you looking for apartments with luxury, location, and convenience? Then check out Watford City's newest addition, Auburn Ridge Apartments, located off Highway 23 in the Hunter's Run Master Planned Community. Auburn Ridge offers all the amenities of comfortable living in the heart of the Bakken. Auburn Ridge offers studio, one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom units with on-site laundry, DirecTV, high-speed internet, exterior decks, private and paved parking, and the options of furnished apartments. Auburn Ridge will have you feeling at home in no time. Auburn Ridge is now leasing apartments for December 2014. Contact Kelsey at 605-336-2111 to find out about leasing options and pricing.
If you need workforce housing in the heart of the Bakken, Amber Hills Lodge in Wofford City is the answer. Amber Hills Lodge has private suites, kitchen, and on-site laundry, DirecTV with NFL ticket, high-speed internet, and more. There are long-term and short-term leases available. Amber Hills Lodge conveniently located 1 mile south of the latest grocery, retail, shopping, and restaurant development in Wofford City. For more information, go to amberhillslodging.com or call Jackie at 605-336-2111.
Our guest today here on the Hegbakken Report is a man who was on the show a year ago, and he's recently been promoted from the assistant director to the executive director of Williston Economic Development, Sean Wanko. Sean, last year you chose infrastructure, specifically the need for better roads, as the biggest need in Williston. You mentioned just a moment ago it's easier to move around in town. Is there still more work that needs to be done?
Yeah, absolutely. If you drive around Williston right now, the whole town is under construction, and you know we've got a little ways to go yet in the form of you know, specifically in infrastructure. I mean, obviously we're going to improve the transportation grid. We're going to improve our I guess what you would call the safety aspect by adding more police officers, looking at fire substations, and relocating our airport as well. So we've got a lot of growth yet, and we've got a lot of development to happen.
Here, just a moment ago, you talked about population studies. Last year, we talked about the difficulties in measuring population in the areas affected by this boom and the difficulty in projecting future population. Have you seen any new studies that are focusing on population and how it will change in the future?
You know, I think that you might, I think there may be one coming out on the state level, although I'm unsure. Right now, we're you know, really going with what our current study that we commissioned by an engineering firm up here to take us to 2020. That's the one we're focusing on right now.
When you do get a projection, what does your office do as far as following up on those projections? How do you proactively address them?
Well, it's a big challenge because usually when we do studies, by the time we commission them and they go out and collect the data and they come back, the data that they come back or the recommendations they come back with are obsolete. You know, we take a look at that and we see how they can fit our model as a whole, and we just kind of go from there.
You also mentioned last year, you described the main focus of your office as creating longevity, long-term sustainability, and promoting a better quality of life. Is that still your primary focus, and what progress have you seen in those areas?
Yeah, that's the big focus for us. You know, we need to make Williston a sustainable home for families, and we want the workers that are up here to bring their families up here, put your kids in the school system. I think one of the biggest game changers we've seen since last year was the opening of our new recreation center, $72 million facility, one of the largest privately owned centers of its kind in the Midwest. I should say publicly owned centers of its kind in the Midwest. And that's created a real good quality of life piece for us.
Have you had any additions to your staff at the office there at Williston Economic Development? And are you looking to add positions? And if so, what are they?
One of the biggest positions we'll be looking at going into next year is actually adding a business development person, which will be more or less a salesperson for our office, which will reach out to our existing industry that's here in the community to make sure that we're addressing their needs. And then we'll also be looking at this person to do an outreach to some of the other industries that are out there to, say, hey, have you ever thought about Williston? Maybe you want to bring that manufacturing facility here to town.
You mentioned you get phone calls and people stopping in your office, looking to start a business in Williston. What advice are you giving these entrepreneurs looking to move to the Bakken, and why specifically Williston?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is I tell them is to do your research and make sure you understand what market you're getting into. Williston can be very lucrative for businesses. It also comes with, it's a little bit more expensive to develop up out here, and your challenges, as far as finding workforce can be a little bit more than what a business owner may be used to. So I tell them, do their research. When they come out here, if they've got boots on the ground, we always have time for them here in our office to answer any questions they might have, and the door is always open for them.
Does the housing demand remain high in Williston, and are rents fluctuating from a year ago?
Well, the housing demand is still high. You're still seeing some high rents out there, and you're seeing high cost of living. I tell people a lot, though, what we've seen over the past couple of years is we've seen a market get a little bit more competitive. And how I say that is, a couple of years ago, you probably couldn't find a place to rent to save your life. Today, if you open up the paper, you can find a place to rent. You're still paying the high cost of living out here, but you're seeing a market get a little bit more competitive in the means of, you might see an advertisement where if you sign a year lease, they'll give you 1 month free. And if you do the math on $2,500 a month rent, they just gave you 10% off. You wouldn't have seen that 2 years ago.
What about families looking to move to Williston? What do you tell them? Why Williston?
Well, I mean, Williston's becoming an exciting community. Our demographics, we're getting to be a much younger community. Obviously we're scheduled to break ground on a $56 million high school. We've got the $72 million recreation center, which I just talked about. Along with that recreation center comes a big master plan for all of our parks in the area. From a parks and rec standpoint, it's going to be some of the nicest parks and rec operations, I would say, in the Midwest. If you're an outdoorsman, you still got a great quality of life in that aspect. And people may not believe it, but Williston still has a good small town feel to it. The people are still very welcoming for people that want to come in and make Williston their home. And I was born and raised here. I moved away and I came back, and I'm happy I did.
When did you come back?
I came back in 2008.
Okay, right about the time at the, about 2010, this thing really grabbed a gear and got traction, didn't it, the boom in Williston?
Yeah. We had some increased activity in 2008, but it was funny, I think, about that. When I came back, we thought we had a housing crunch, and we had two 36-plex apartments going up, and that was it.
As you look into that crystal ball that's on your desk, Sean, where do you see Williston 10 years from now?
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting place to live. I think that the building will have caught up for the most part, and I think you're going to find affordable housing. I think you're going to see a wide variety of restaurant retail in the area. We are currently redoing our downtown, so we're going to have an exciting, vibrant downtown. The school system, obviously the high school, the new high school should be completed by then, and then the transition from some of the elementary schools and the middle schools should have happened. So we're going to see a good education system. I think our hospital will have several areas of development between now and then as well. So it's going to be an exciting community.
He's the recently promoted executive director of the Williston Economic Development Office, Sean Wanko. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to doing this again sometime soon.
Me too. It's great to talk to you again.
If you want more of the Hegg Bakken Report, you can subscribe to the Hegg Bakken Report at iTunes,
or go to HegbakkenReport.com. That's HegbakkenReport.com, where you can get all of the transcripts and audio for past newsmakers in the United States energy industry and much, much more. Follow the Hegbakken Report on Twitter at Hegbakken Report or on Facebook. Until next time, thanks for listening.